And it is 25 to 10. Good morning. Welcome to Cape Talk. Welcome to today. And the numbers that you can use to call in, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp and 072-567-1567. Time for us to check out Bob's Wire, all those trending stories online. Barbara Friedman, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Kino.
I mean, where does one even start, hey?
Yeah.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Trump of having a meltdown, and then he accused her of having a meltdown. Did they both meltdown?
Sounds very grown up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Oh, my word.
Yeah, so hashtag meltdown is trending in the U.S., and this is after this whole drama. So the context behind this is that the House of Representatives, of which Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker and a Democrat, overwhelmingly voted on Wednesday against Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. forces from northeastern Syria, which has allowed the Turks to attack U.S.-allied Syrian Kurds. This has been a big drama. The vote was 354-60, and a lot of Republicans joined the majority Democrats in favor. So he was definitely outvoted on that one. And so there was a meeting in the White House after that, which was not covered by reporters. It wasn't allowed. And he had a complete meltdown. Well, she said he had a meltdown. I mean, he was so angry. He called her a third-grade politician. And then afterwards, at a presser afterwards at the White House on the lawn, she said he's having a meltdown. He then took to Twitter, and he posted a tweet where he said, Nervous Nancy's unhinged meltdown, with a picture of her pointing a finger at him in the meeting. She then made that her cover picture on Twitter.
My word.
Which was kind of funny.
Can we all grow up already?
I don't think it's ever got this bad, though. I mean, one of the Democratic leaders afterwards said, you know, he served under six presidents of various parties, you know, Republican and Democrat. Mm. He said he's never heard anyone speak to the Speaker of the House the way Trump spoke to Nancy Pelosi in that meeting. So let's see what happens. I mean, it just seems to me one step closer towards, you know, some kind of final showdown.
Or meltdown. Now, an Iranian music streaming site has removed all female singers from their album covers. Oh, my word.
You know, it is just mind-blowing. So if you go onto the site called Melovaz, they've literally airbrushed out the female singer on the album cover. And in the case of Lady Gaga in The Star Is Born, where there's her and Bradley Cooper, he's still on the album cover. She's like a ghosty airbrushed swirl.
No.
And obviously this isn't a country where it is kind of illegal for women to be seen uncovered. And obviously this was felt, you know, these harsh restrictions on women's self-expression. And there we go. This particular streaming site in Iran decided to take it a step further. And finally, on a more lighthearted note, yeah, Jennifer Aniston, the actress which a lot of people adore, yes, joined Instagram finally after many years of not being on Instagram, and within hours she broke the Guinness World Record of the highest number of followers within the shortest space of time. And the last one I mentioned on this slot was Sussex Royal.
Yeah.
When Prince Harry and Meghan created an Instagram account, they took over the top spot from K-pop star Kang Daniel. Now she's taken over the top spot by getting her first million followers in just 5 hours. Since then, she's now got 11.3 million. And I must say, I just want to say what was quite funny is she's just posted a video, a short little video, where she's sort of pretending to break her cell phone. And she goes, "I swear I didn't mean to break it. Thank you guys for the kind, glitchy welcome." Because obviously what happened was there were so many followers joining her Instagram that the whole of Instagram went wobbly for a little while.
Yeah, it crashed.
Crashed.
Quite
basically
funny. Yeah. There we go. Barbara, yeah, thank you very much for that. That is Barbara Friedman there.